Chapter 167. Herewith he hands a letter, closely written in somewhat pale ink, but in a neat round hand, to the ironmaster, who reads as follows. Miss Esther Summerson, a communication having been made to me by Inspector Bucket of a letter to myself being found among the papers of a certain person, I take the liberty to make known to you that it was but a few lines of instruction from abroad, when, where, and how to deliver an enclosed letter to a young and beautiful lady, then unmarried, in England. I duly observed the same. I further take the liberty to make known to you that it was got from me as a proof of handwriting only, and that otherwise I would not have given it up, as appearing to be the most harmless in my possession, without being previously shot through the heart. I further take the liberty to mention that, if I could have supposed a certain unfortunate gentleman to have been in existence, I never could, and never would have rested until I had discovered his retreat, and shared my last farthing with him, as my duty and my inclination would have equally been. But he was officially reported drowned, and assuredly went over the side of a transport ship at night in an Irish harbor within a few hours of her arrival from the West Indies, as I have myself heard both from officers and men on board, and know to have been officially confirmed. I further take the liberty to state that in my humble quality as one of the rank and file, I am, and shall ever continue to be, your thoroughly devoted and admiring servant, and that I esteem the qualities you possess above all others far beyond the limits of the present dispatch. I have the honor to be, George, a little formal, observes the elder brother, refolding it with a puzzled face. But nothing that might not be sent to a pattern young lady? Asks the younger. Nothing at all. Therefore it is sealed and deposited for posting among the iron correspondents of the day. This done, Mr. George takes a hearty farewell of the family party, and prepares to saddle and mount. His brother, however, unwilling to part with him so soon, proposes to ride with him in a light open carriage to the place, where he will bait for the night, and there remain with him until morning, a servant riding for so much of the journey on the thoroughbred old grey from Chesney Wold. The offer, being gladly accepted, is followed by a pleasant ride, a pleasant dinner, and a pleasant breakfast, all in brotherly communion. Then they once more shake hands long and heartily and part, the ironmaster turning his face to the smoke and fires, and the trooper to the green country. Early in the afternoon the subdued sound of his heavy military trot is heard on the turf in the avenue as he rides on with imaginary clank and jingle of accoutrements under the old elm trees. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.